Hello students, myself Kishore Kumar, PGT Commerce from AECS Narora. In this module, I will discuss with you the next section of the chapter, Nature and Concept of Business. Friends, this section of the chapter is full of classifications. So to understand these classifications in a better way, I suggest you to please refer to the slide in the PPT, which is titled as Classification of Business. The first thing I would like to discuss with you here, the difference between economic and non-economic activities. I am sure that you know the difference from your previous classes. So let us first discuss what are economic activities. Economic activities are those activities which are incurred to earn income. Like some people do business, some people do job, and some people are into a profession. So when we do an activity to earn our livelihood or income, we call such activity as an economic activity. Examples of economic activities are a worker working in a factory, a doctor operating in his clinic, a manager working in a factory, and a teacher teaching in school. There can be many more examples of economic activities. I suggest you to think about some more examples of activities which we can call economic activities. Apart from economic activities, we do some more activities, but which are undertaken not to earn income. They are for our internal satisfaction. Like we might be helping a poor man by donating some money. We might be helping a blind person to cross a road. We might be doing gardening at our homes. So all these are the examples of non-economic activities. So these are those activities which are undertaken not to earn income but for our internal satisfaction. Economic activities can be further classified into business, profession, and employment. In very simple terms, business means the state of being busy. However, in more concrete terms, business refers to an activity where the owner of the business is busy in producing or procurement of certain goods and their sale. And here the main motive is to earn profit. And this profit is earned by satisfying the needs of the people. So, I repeat, business means where the goods and services are provided in exchange of some consideration. That consideration might be in cash or in kind. So, friends, business means production or procurement of goods and providing them in exchange of money. Now let us discuss some of the characteristics of business activities. First of all, business is an economic activity because we undertake business to earn some income, and that income is generally in the form of profits. Next is, business can be related to production or procurement of goods and services. Dear students, you must understand this difference clearly, that when we are talking about a business, in business, the businessman is either doing production himself or herself, or he might be buying goods produced by others and he might be just reselling the items to some other person. But it is not necessary that we are only dealing in goods when we are doing business. Business can also be related to providing services. Can you think of a business where services are provided? transportation, banking, electricity, or maybe the services of a barber. Next is sale or exchange of goods and services. Friends, if we are producing goods for our own self, we cannot regard it as a business. We call it business only when the goods produced or procured are supplied or sold to other persons. Next feature is dealing in goods and services on a regular basis. Let us understand this with an example. Suppose I own a car. The car gets old and I sell this car to some other person because I want to purchase a new car. Do you think that this sale of an old car by me will be regarded as business? The answer is no, because I am not dealing in cars on a regular basis. It was just a single transaction of sale. We call it business only when we are doing these transactions on a regular basis. So, if someone sells his own house, then it is not regarded as business. But what about a property dealer? He is buying and selling houses regularly. So, the property dealer is doing business. Next is profit earning. Why we do business? One of the main purpose of doing business is to earn profit. Uncertainty of return. Friends, when you are doing business, you cannot tell with certainty that how much profit you are going to earn in the given period. Forget about the profits. You may even incur losses despite the best efforts you put it into the business. That means the return is uncertain in case of business. You may earn profits, you may earn less profits, you may earn no profit, or you may go into losses also. Next is element of risk. Friends, business always involves some degree of risk, and this risk is due to some undesirable or unfavorable happening in the business. So there are always some chance that an unfavorable or an undesirable event may take place when we are into business. Therefore, business involves risk, and it is also worth mentioning that we cannot eliminate this risk altogether. We can only reduce it. For example, there is a risk of fire. The risk of fire cannot be eliminated from the business. We can only reduce it by, say, having fire extinguishers or the water sprinklers in the building. Next topic is comparison of business, profession, and employment. Students, I want you to refer to the PPT, which has a detailed difference between business, profession, and employment. Our next topic is classification of business activities. Friends, business activities can be further classified into two categories, industry and commerce. Before we understand the classification in greater details, let us first focus on the term industry. Friends, the term industry can be used in two different senses. One is a car industry, where cars are being manufactured using machines and labor. Another way of defining an industry is the group of firms manufacturing similar items. So, the group of firms manufacturing similar items is also called industry. Let me give you an example. What are the companies which manufacture cars in our country? Maruti, Hyundai, Toyota. So, if we assume that there are three companies which manufacture car in our country, Maruti, Hyundai, and Toyota, all these three firms together are collectively called car industry. Similarly, if I refer to the term two-wheeler industry, it includes all the firms manufacturing two-wheelers like Hero, Honda, Bajaj, Suzuki, etc. So all the firms manufacturing two-wheelers is referred to as an industry. So I come back to the main topic. Business activities are broadly classified into two categories, industry and commerce. So industry, I have made it clear to you. Next, I will talk about the term commerce. Friends, commerce includes all the activities which facilitate the exchange of goods and services. It means all the activities which help in buying and selling of goods and services are covered by the term commerce. So, till now, in this module, we have discussed economic and non-economic activities, then the classification of economic activities into business, employment, and profession, then business further classified into two, industry and commerce. Let us now discuss industries. Friends, industries are further classified into three broad categories. I am sure you have heard about this classification in your previous classes. Think about it. Okay, let me give you a hint. Industries are of three types. Yes, I am talking about primary, secondary, and tertiary industries. So industries are further classified into three subcategories, primary, secondary, and tertiary industries. What are primary industries? Friends, primary industries are those industries where we are doing production using the help of nature. So the industries where we get our output directly from the nature are termed as primary industries. What are secondary industries? Friends, in secondary industries, the output of primary industries are used as an input, and these inputs are further processed to give us a more useful product. I repeat, secondary industries are those industries which use the output of primary industries, and with some processing, these output of primary industries are converted into more useful products by secondary industries. For example, the iron ore getting converted into steel, rubber getting converted into tires, and wood getting converted into paper, etc. Then, what are tertiary industries? Friends, tertiary industries are also known as service industries. And these industries support primary and secondary industries. So, tertiary industries are those industries which support primary and secondary industries. So, without the support of tertiary industries, it is very difficult to do production in the primary and secondary industries. Tertiary industries are also known as auxiliaries to trade. And they include transportation, banking, insurance, warehousing, communication, packaging, and advertising. So, we have done the classification of industries into primary, secondary, and tertiary industries. Now, we will go for another classification. What are primary industries? Friends, primary industries can be further classified into two, extractive and genetic industries. Extractive industries are those industries in which we extract the output from the nature. Like we get iron ore from the soil, or we get crude oil, we get gold, silver, diamonds. So these industries are called extractive industries, where we extract the output from the Mother Earth. Another sub-classification of primary industries is genetic industries, where we breed plants and animals for their further reproduction. Examples are like poultry farms, fish hatchery, etc. So that was the classification of primary industries into extractive and genetic industries. Friends, manufacturing industries are further classified into four subcategories: analytical industry, synthetical industry, processing industry, and assembling industry. First, analytical industry. Analytical industries are those industries which separates different products from one single product. I repeat, where the segregation is done into many products by one single product, like in case of oil refinery. In oil refineries, crude oil is getting converted into many products. So that is one example of analytical industry. Next, what are synthetical industries? Synthetical industries are the opposite of analytical industries. Here, many different products get converted into one single product, like cement. To manufacture cement, we need to use many raw materials, many different kinds of raw materials, to get one single product, that is cement. The cement industry is one example of synthetical industry. Similarly, processing industries. Friends, processing industries are those industries where we do production in identifiable stages, where goods move from one stage to another, like in case of cloth industry. To produce cloth, the first stage to get cotton from the farms, then this cotton is getting converted into thread in the next stage, then thread is getting converted into cloth. So here are three different stages: cotton getting converted into thread, and thread getting converted into cloth. So cloth industry is an example of processing industry. Last one is assembling industry. Friends, assembling industries are those industries where different components or parts are used to make a new and more useful product. Like in case of car. For car, we get tires, we get engine, we get glass, and all of these parts are clubbed and assembled to make a new product, that is car. Similarly, manufacturing computers also comes under assembling industry, because to get a new computer, different components are clubbed together, and these components are like a motherboard, RAM, monitor, keyboard, mouse, cabinet, and all these are clubbed together and we get a computer. The other classification of secondary industries is construction industries. So this is a easier classification. Construction industries, like industries which are engaged in construction of buildings, dams, bridges, roads, tunnels, canals. So here we use engineering and architectural skills. So that was construction industries. So friends, till now we have discussed the classification of business into industry and commerce. Industry further classified into primary, secondary, and tertiary industry. Primary industries further classified into extractive and genetic industries. Secondary industries classified into manufacturing and construction industries. Manufacturing industries further classified into analytical, synthetical, processing, and assembling industries. Next, we move on to commerce. So if you refer to the chart mentioned in the PPT regarding classification of business activities, one part we have covered, industry. The second part of business activities is commerce. Friends, commerce includes trade and auxiliaries to trade. So trade is a term which I hope you must have heard several times. Trade is the process of buying and selling of goods and services. So trade can be internal trade or external trade. Internal trade means domestic trade. Trade within the geographical boundaries of the country, whereas external trade is the trade which goes beyond the geographical boundaries of a country. Then internal trade is further classified into wholesale and retail trade. Wholesale trade is the trade when we deal in huge quantity of goods and materials. Generally, a wholesaler gets goods from the manufacturer and he supplies goods to the retailer. In retail trade, a retailer buys goods from a wholesaler in relatively larger quantities and then he ultimately supplies the goods to the consumers in convenient quantities, in smaller lots. If we talk about the external trade or the international trade, it includes import, export and intra-port trade. I hope you are aware with the term import and export. Import means buying goods and services from another country, and whereas export means selling goods and services to other countries. Here the new term for you is intra-port trade. Let us understand what is intra-port trade. Friends, intra-port trade means when we import goods from one country and we export it to another country, either with or without some processing. Suppose we are country A. So country A imports goods from country B to sell them to country C. So goods coming from country B to country A, and then country A supplying the same goods to country C, either with some processing or directly without any processing. That is intra-port trade. Other item which needs a special mention is auxiliaries to trade. What are auxiliaries to trade? Auxiliaries to trade, as referred earlier in my module, they are the support services without which trade is not possible. It will create a number of hindrances if services are not there, if auxiliaries to trade are not there. What are these auxiliaries to trade? These auxiliaries to trade are transportation, warehousing, insurance, banking and finance, and advertising. Why we need transportation? Because goods are produced at one place, but they are demanded at another location. So we need to transport goods from the place where they are produced to a place where they are demanded. Similarly, why we need warehousing? Because generally there is a time gap between the production of goods and their demand. Like the pack of biscuit you purchased today might be produced a month earlier by the factory. So for that 1 month, we need to store these pack of biscuits. To fill this time gap, we need to store the goods in warehouses. So we need warehousing. What is insurance? Business is full of risks, so we can minimize these risks with insurance. Why we need banking and finance? Getting funds is a major obstacle for any business. So that problem, that hindrance, that obstacle is solved through banking and finance. Similarly, what is the use of advertising? Suppose a company manufactures a very good item. But how you will inform the customers about the utility of this new item? You need to inform the consumers about this product. For that, we need advertising. So all these are covered under auxiliaries to trade: transportation, warehousing, insurance, banking and finance, and advertising.